I'm going to read beginning in Matthew chapter 11. If you would stand with me, please. One last time, out of love and respect for the Bible. And this is the incorruptible seed of the everlasting gospel. Amen. So we want to stand for the reading of it for just a few verses. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you have a red letter edition Bible, that's in red, right?
Yes.
Correct? That's Jesus speaking.
Amen.
Verse 29, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Jesus doesn't need rest in his soul. He is rest.
Amen.
But we sure lack it, don't we?
Amen.
For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Let's pray. Father, Lord, there's so much to say. I thank you for the blessings of the day already, for the people that are here, God. It is such an amazing encouragement to me to look out and see people. Lord, people that have gotten out of bed and gotten dressed and come to church on purpose, Lord. And Lord, I love them. I've been praying for every one of them, and I thank you that they're here today. Now, Lord, please help me not to get in the way of your message for your people. Oh, Lord, please may there be perfect liberty here today. Bless the children in junior church as well, the nursery workers. Lord, please put a hedge around this building, Father, of spiritual protection and safety from all harm, from all evil. And God, may we hear from heaven. That's our desire today, Lord. We need to hear from you. Souls need to be saved. Lives need to be changed. Hearts need to be made closer and brought closer to you, Lord. That's our desire. Oh, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I mean, you may be seated. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Now you get to sit down and I get to keep standing. Don't you feel bad for me? This year we're talking about drawing near to God. That's our theme. And I believe, I still believe with all my heart that that's what America needs to do. That's what America needs to do. I mean, all America, but especially those of us who are saved, those of us who are born again, that we know that we're going to heaven when we die, we need to draw closer to the Lord with all of our hearts. And verse 28 is a clear invitation. Look what it says. Come unto me. Now that's Jesus speaking there. That's our Lord. He is God, by the way. And that is a clear invitation to draw near to Him. And if I told you to come here, what am I saying? I'm saying, look, get closer to me.
Yeah.
Get closer to me. Come unto me. He didn't say come unto religion.
Yeah. Well.
He didn't say come unto church. Uh-huh. You need to realize when you come to church, it's because you're coming unto Him.
Amen.
When you open up this Bible, it's because you're coming unto Him.
Yep.
When you go to the Lord in prayer, it's because you're coming unto Him.
Amen.
Your life will be different if you listen to what I just said.
Amen. Right.
It's not something you're doing to go sit in a building or to open up a book or to bow and ask for God to give you. It's you drawing closer to Him.
Amen.
He says, come unto me. This is an invitation. I'm going to try to get through this, but this is an invitation, verse 28, to salvation.
Amen.
This is an invitation to spiritual rest. Look what it says here. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Labor is work.
Right.
Old-fashioned toil.
Right.
Now, God is not against working.
Uh-huh. Amen.
My mind's going all over the world. Y'all forgive me, pray for me, but God is not against working.
Right. Amen.
Listen to me. If you're a man especially,
Amen.
God, you need to work.
Amen.
That's right.
You need to work. Come on, men, say amen right there. You need to work.
Amen.
Because God is not against working, but this is not the work like going and getting a rock for a paycheck. This is a different labor. This is a person who is laboring, notice, and is heavy laden. That means they're working and they're burdened down with all that work is getting them.
Yeah, amen.
This is a person who is working to earn their salvation.
Yeah, that's right, preacher.
Stay with me now. That is the most typical opinion of how do I get to heaven? Well, I've got to do works that will please God. This is Jesus saying, no, that's not right.
That's right. Come on. That's preaching.
This is an invitation to spiritual rest. He says, all you that labor and are heavy laden, come unto me, and I will... What's that next word?
Give.
Amen. That's a gift.
Yeah.
Give.
That's right.
He says, I want to give you something. I want to give you what you don't have. I want to give you something that you're trying to earn.
Amen.
I want to give you something that you don't have, but yet you know you need.
Right. That's right, preacher.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And he says, here's what it takes. Come unto me.
Yeah. Amen.
Come unto me. He says, I know you're laboring. I know you have heavy burdens. And that's really all it is for you and me to stop, okay? Stop trying to work our way to God and come to Jesus.
That's right, man.
Okay, let's pay attention up here, please.
Amen.
Up here, please. All it takes is for you and me for salvation. Is a gift from God that's given to anyone and everyone, listen now, who, number one, hears the invitation.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus said, come unto me. He invited you to come. Amen. He's invited you to come to Him. The day that you got saved is because, number one, you heard the invitation.
Amen.
You heard Jesus say, come unto me.
Yeah.
You heard the invitation from Jesus. You didn't hear it from cousin, uncle, neighbor, preacher. You heard it from Jesus,
yeah.
And you came to Jesus because cousin, uncle, preacher, neighbor, they didn't save you. Only Jesus can do that.
Amen.
When you hear the invitation from Jesus, you have to also admit... Now listen to me, that your labors are worthless.
That's right, preacher. Right. Come on.
Yes, yep. Man.
Come on. Yes, man.
This verse is a short verse, but it's a very big verse.
Yeah, that's right.
All of your life, if you're saved this morning, all of your life up to the point of your salvation, you were trying to work your way to heaven.
That's right.
Or you were just completely indifferent.
Right.
But once you heard about heaven, once you were made aware of God, and you began to hear about heaven and hell and God and Satan and church and Bible, and your mind started to process things. The very first thing that we do as people by nature is to, okay, I know what I need to do then. I need to labor my way to heaven. Now, but then all of a sudden you come into an old-fashioned Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, and you start, and then you hear the voice of Jesus saying, stop and come to me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Stop all that and come to me. Because all of that has done nothing. Notice, you labor, but all you're getting is heavy laden.
That's right.
All of your labors and your work and your efforts and your attempts at making God happy, and just so maybe my good will outweigh my bad, so that when I die, I'll get to go to heaven. And that's the average person's idea of God and eternity. I'm just going to do more good than bad. And Jesus said, wait a minute. You know as well as I do that all that is doing to you is just heaping on more burdens.
That's right, preacher.
Because you labor, you work, but yet you turn around and you fall right back into the same old rut.
Sure.
That's right.
You labor, you work. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to church. That's what I'll do. I'll go to church. So you go to church, and you need to go to church. I'm not saying, but then you go out of church and you realize, man, nothing's the same. I mean, everything's the same. Nothing's different.
Yeah, come on.
And then you go to church and you hear about religion and you got to be good and maybe I need to get baptized, and those are all labors that we do. And then you go home and you realize nothing's different.
Come on, preach.
And then you start getting loaded down with these, what? I'm confused. I'm doing what I thought I was supposed to do. I'm laboring, but all I'm getting is loaded down with more burdens.
Yeah, bam. That's right, preacher. Come on.
And Jesus said, listen, stop all that.
Yep.
And come to me.
Yeah.
That's right.
He said, stop all that. You're going to run yourself crazy, and then you're just going to die and go to hell.
Yeah. Come on.
Stop all that. That's foolish. Your labors, though they may be better than somebody else's labors, are never going to get you to heaven.
That's right.
Let me tell you something today. The Bible tells us that God's standard for heaven is zero tolerance for sin.
That's right.
Zero.
That's right.
You know, say, I'm not talking about this lifestyle or that lifestyle. I'm talking about S-I-N, sin.
That's right.
Yep.
Period.
Come on, please.
Sin is simply defined as a transgression of God's law.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Amen. When God says, this is what you do, and you don't do it, that's a sin.
That's right.
When God says, this is what you don't do, and you do it, that's a sin.
That's right.
That's, we don't need to. I could start naming sins, and I you know, the list makes is very long. We have any number of, but it all boils down to, this is what God said, and if I don't do it, or I do what I'm not, it's sin.
That's right.
Whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
Right.
What does that mean, preacher? That means this. Faith is not just believing something really good and really hard and I'll make it happen. Faith is hearing God's word and believing it.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
When I hear God's word and I believe it, then I'm going to obey it.
Yep.
Sister Roberta over here just got saved 2 weeks ago.
Amen.
Amen. She heard God's word and she came to Jesus.
Yeah.
And she obeyed what God said.
Amen.
And now, listen, when she dies and goes and faces eternity, she's going to go to heaven.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Labor. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to start giving more money to the church.
Amen.
Go ahead. Go ahead. But that's not going to get you to heaven.
That's right.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy some nice clothes. And I'm going to dress up for church and respect the house of God. Go ahead. That's a good idea.
Amen.
But that's not going to get you to heaven.
That's right. Come on.
I know what I'll do is I'll put a Bible in every room of my house.
Well,
you know, it'll just sit there and collect dust. But I'll put a Bible. I'll read it once in a while. And you need to.
Yeah.
But that's not going to get you to heaven.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're going to end up discouraged, frustrated, flat out just labored, heavy down with loads of burdens because you can't figure out why nothing's changing.
Yeah, come on.
I'm doing what that person said. I'm doing what that church said. I'm doing what this church said. And here's what you need to do. You need to do what Jesus said. He said, come unto me.
That's right.
Amen. You're paying, preacher. That's right.
You're never going to be saved. I don't care how pretty you are. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how short or tall you are. I don't care skinny. I don't care if you're overweight. I don't care if you speak 14 languages. You will never get to heaven until you stop and come to Jesus for salvation.
That's right. Amen, preacher. That's right.
It does not matter. It does not matter what anybody else says. I'm telling you what Jesus said. Come unto me.
Amen.
Because you're laboring. You're working, you're doing all that you've heard people say to do, and all you're getting from it is heavier loads of burdens.
Yeah, come on. That's right, Richard.
Salvation is a gift. Jesus said, I will give you rest.
Amen.
Oh, think about that. I will give you rest. Oh, how I love to get a free gift. Think about that. You're working and laboring and toiling and trying to do this and quit that and start this and quit that, and you're like, I just, and the one thing you don't have is rest.
That's right.
The one thing you will never have with that kind of approach is rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, amen.
Jesus said, come unto me. I have something I want to give you.
Amen.
I have something that you're trying to find in all the wrong places.
Yep.
In all the wrong ways. I have something I want to give you. Listen now, don't miss this. That only I can give you.
Yeah.
I have something that I want to give you that I'm the only one that possesses it. You can't find it anywhere else, in other words. You can't find it on eBay. You're bargain shopping on Amazon, eBay, or whatever. You can't find what Jesus said, I want to give you.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right, preacher.
Oh, you're laboring. You're toiling. And all you can find is more confusion, more frustration.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus said, I've got something right here in my hand.
Amen.
That's free.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, the wages of sin is death.
That's right.
Now, a wage is something that you have to go earn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
You go to work, you go earn a wage.
Yeah. Come on.
They don't pay you for doing nothing. If they do, are they hiring? If they don't pay you, they don't pay you for doing nothing.
Yeah, come on.
If they do, they won't pay you for long because they're going to catch you and you're going to get fired. But that's a wage, you understand?
Yeah.
That's what sin pays.
That's right.
Okay, sin pays. That's not a gift.
Yeah, yep.
That's a wage. You understand that? That's not a gift. That's a wage. That's something that I'm getting because of my labors.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on.
My labors.
Yep. Wow.
And so as I labor, I'm getting paid. But as I labor to try to be a good person, as I labor to try to be an upstanding, you know, a religious churchgoer, as I labor to try to make God happy so that my good will outweigh my bad, as I labor, all I'm getting is closer to death.
Yeah.
That's right, preacher. That's right.
I'm getting dead ends.
Come on.
I'm getting broken down relationships. I'm getting broken marriages. I'm facing broken financial situations. I have no future. I have no hope. I have no idea why I'm even alive.
Yeah, come on, preach.
But I'm laboring.
Come on, brother. Preach it.
Yep.
I'm laboring. Yep. I go to church, you know, Easter, Christmas, when I feel like it. Yep. I'm laboring.
Help us, preacher. Come on.
And Jesus says, he's looking back, he's saying,
amen.
Come unto me.
Yeah. Come on.
Come unto me.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
He says, I see what you're doing. You're laboring, you're working, but I told you in my own words, you need to come unto me.
Yep.
I told you in my own words, I said all your laboring is going to earn you, the wages of your labor are going to earn you nothing but death to everything that you're trying to get.
That's right, that's right.
Jesus is over there saying, look, look, this hole in my hand is from a nail that they nailed to the cross. These holes in my feet, they're from a nail that they put through my feet and hung me on a cross.
That's right.
Yeah.
If your labors could save you, why do I have these holes?
Yeah, come on, brother.
Come on. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks.
And then you say, yeah.
Come on,
let me think about that.
Amen.
Let me think about that. If my labors could get me to heaven, then why in God's name did He send His only begotten Son to suffer, to bleed, and to die a criminal death on an old rugged cross? Nothing glamorous about it.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
And Jesus is saying, yeah, look, come unto me. These scars, this is for you.
That's right.
I paid the price for your sin.
Amen.
I paid what you owe God. When you sin, you pay. Listen, you are racking up a debt that you owe God.
That's right.
And Jesus is saying, wait a minute. Look at my hands. These scars are for you. I've already paid for that. I've already paid for that. The sin debt's already paid. The ransom money has already been given to God. You're wasting your life laboring and laboring trying to get somewhere when all you're going to get is nowhere but the lake of fire.
Right. Yeah, come on, pray. Amen.
But here's what happens. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden.
Yep.
See, you hear the invitation.
Yeah, come on.
But here's what happens. I'm going to tell you right now. This is not rocket science, but it is taking people to hell every second.
Yep.
They will not admit that their labors are worthless.
Come on.
Let me say that again. They will not admit that their labors are worthless.
Yeah, come on, Richard.
You know why? Listen to me now. Because if I admit that my labors are worthless, then I have to realize that I can't do it.
Yeah.
Right, Richard.
Amen.
You see, there's a word in the Bible called pride.
Yeah.
Come on. Come
on. And pride goeth before destruction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sir.
And see, if I keep laboring in my own strength, then my labors, guess who gets the glory?
Yeah. Come on, preach.
Me. Right. I get the glory. I get the glory. And I get to walk into heaven and say, hey, I'm here because I'm so good.
Oh, yeah.
Help us.
Help
us, preach.
And now, so the biggest problem in this verse, it's not that the invitation's not there. The invitation's right there.
Amen.
The biggest problem is not that Jesus is hard to understand. Let's see if we can all say that together. Ready? Come unto me.
Amen.
We don't need another version for that. We don't need another Bible for that.
Come on. Amen.
Come unto me.
Amen.
That's not the problem. The problem is it's not too hard to understand.
Yeah, come on. That's right.
The problem is we have to admit our labors are not doing any good.
That's right.
That's right, preacher.
Amen.
The problem is I have to stop my labors when I hear His invitation about face and say, okay, Jesus, I'm coming to you.
That's right, preacher.
Amen, brother. That's right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's what we call repentance.
Yeah, amen.
Now, listen to me. Jesus has a gift to give you.
Yep.
Rest.
Amen. That's right.
What do you mean, preacher? I get to sit on my couch the rest of my life? Okay, let me be a little more specific. What that means is you now have peace in your heart.
Yes, amen.
That you never will ever, ever, ever have as long as you keep laboring to get to heaven.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a rest that's a gift.
Amen.
The wages of sin, what I earn from my labors. Because listen, Let me back up here. Remember, whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
Yeah.
So if I'm doing something God tells me not to do, that's a sin.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So God says, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. Mm-hmm. It's a gift of God, not of works.
That's right.
Amen.
Lest any man should boast. So if God says it's not of works, but yet I'm going to keep working, all I'm doing is just digging my hole of sin deeper and deeper and deeper. I'm digging my own hole straight down to hell.
That's right, Richard.
And that Jesus is trying to stop you.
Yeah.
He's trying to stop you. He's saying, stop, come unto me.
Amen.
I will give you what you're trying to earn. I will give you what you're trying to get. I will give you the rest you've never had and you'll never find.
That's right, brother.
That's right, preacher. Head by you.
Come unto me.
Yep.
I want you to notice, the invitation is given to all.
Amen.
Come unto me, all.
Yeah, that's right.
Ye that labor. Why? Because every one of us is in the same boat.
That's right.
Before we stop and go to Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
Every one of us is in the same boat. We're all laboring, trying to make God happy.
Yep.
And that, Sister Sabrina, that's religion. That's why it's so empty. That's why it's so vain.
That's right.
That's why it's so dead.
That's right. Come on.
Jesus is life.
Amen.
Jesus is lively hope.
Yeah.
Jesus is resurrection. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Glory to God. Jesus is the sun shining. Amen. Jesus is not darkness of death and night.
Come on. That's right, preacher. Amen.
Sure. Come on.
But all my labors. By the way, again, it's for everybody.
There you
go. So, preacher, you don't know me. I'm a guest. I'm a visitor. I know, but Jesus does. And he says, I know everything you're trying to do. I know all your labors. I know all your toils. I know all your burdens.
Amen. Help us, Lord.
And he's looking from heaven and he's saying, look, look, look to Jesus. Look to me. I am the way out of that mess. I am the truth away from that lie. I am the life away from death. He said, come unto me. I've already given my life for you. I've already shed my blood for your sins. I will give you rest. I will give you a home in heaven. I will give you eternal life. I will give you what you can never earn. I will give you what you will never find. I will give you what only I can give you. But I'm just saying, you've got to stop your labors, stop your trying, and come to me.
Amen.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Hey, man, preacher. That's right.
And that, that is the only salvation in this world.
That's right.
Hey, that is
man.
Right. Absolutely.
That's the only salvation you will ever find.
That's right.
In this world. It has nothing to do with Baptist.
Yep, man.
Or Catholic.
Yep. Right.
Or Mormon.
Amen.
Or Jehovah's Witness. Or Methodist. Or wherever. Listen, that has nothing to do with religion. Jesus said, come unto me.
Yep.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Me.
Amen.
All that are laboring.
That's right.
All. There's no exceptions. Where are you at today? Where have you been today? Where were you last night?
Come on.
What'd you do last week?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you're going to get to heaven? See, that all includes you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
That's it includes
right,
you.
Brother. Yes, sir. Amen.
I have a gift, he says. Now, this is the last step. You've got to hear the invitation. You've got to admit you can't do it on your own.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got to hear the invitation and you've got to humble yourself.
That's right. Come on.
And admit, I can't do this. I can't do this.
That's right.
And then finally, You've got to believe.
That's right.
That he's the way.
Yes, that's right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
He said, preacher, that's simple. Oh, okay. Then why aren't you saved yet?
Amen.
You're not saved right now. You're sitting in this church not saved.
Yeah, come on.
If it's that simple, you've been alive for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But why aren't you saved?
Come on, amen.
The problem is, you don't believe it.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
You've either not heard it, you've either not humbled yourself and stopped trying to do it your way.
Yep, come on. Amen.
Or you just don't believe it.
That's right. That's right.
And either one of those three that is going to keep you from heaven.
That's right, preacher. Yep. Amen.
It's not because, see, the second part, the second step there is the biggest problem. I believe it's Jesus. I believe he'll give me that gift. But you know, I can still just be a good person and he'll accept me. And that's all it is pride.
Yeah.
That's right. All it is pride.
That's right, preacher.
But when you finally humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
Yeah.
Let me just give you a quick illustration here. A week ago Tuesday, I woke up and I was just going through my day. I was reading my Bible. I was spending time with the Lord, getting ready for my day. And all of a sudden, I don't want to be gross, but it's like all this, I mean, just out of nowhere. Like, I thought I was going to throw up on my Bible. I mean, it was just like, and for the next 24 hours, I was in bed. I was down for the count. I had fever, and I was cold, I was hot, I couldn't eat anything, I didn't want to eat anything, I thought I was going to, you know, I just felt terrible. And I told my wife that very night, I said, you know, we think we're so strong, so mighty. All it takes is a little bug, a little flu bug, a virus.
Sure.
You're like,
yeah, yeah. That's true.
I can't even stand up.
Yeah, come on.
Help me. But yet our pride tells us.
Come on. That's right.
Our pride tells us we don't need Jesus.
Come on.
We don't need the Bible. We don't need to go to church. We got this thing.
Yeah, come on.
We've got to humble ourselves and say, not I need Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
I need that gift because I can't find it, I can't earn it, I can't buy it, and all I'm doing is getting worse.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, preacher.
And finally, I've got to believe though that he really will give it to me.
Yep.
If I called you and I said, hey, Brother Evan, man alive, I got somebody who gave me, man, $100,000. I want to give you about $10,000 of it. Amen. 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 You know, he's going to have to believe that I really have it, and then I'll give it to him. Now, here's what he's going to do. He's going to say, "Amen. Where are you at? When can we meet? How soon?" And then he's going to come to where I am. He's going to come to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's not going to try to go earn the $10,000. He's going to come to me.
Yep.
And then he's going to say, "I heard you have $10,000 for me. I believe you because you've never lied to me before. So where is it?" And then I'm going to pull it out of my pocket. I'm going to say, "Here you go, brother. I've never lied to you before, and I'll never lie to you as long as I live."
Thank you, Lord.
Now listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
$10,000 would probably make you stand on your head if God said to.
Yeah, come on.
But he didn't say to.
That's right.
He said, "Just come to me." I'm not going to give you $10,000. I'm not going to give you gold or silver. I'm going to give you eternal life.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah.
I'm going to give you eternal life. I'm going to give you heaven forever.
That's right.
I'm going to forgive all of your sins. I'm going to cleanse your heart from all unrighteousness. I'm going to come in and live in your heart, never leave you nor forsake you. Salvation is not something that you get and then lose. Get and then lose. He says, I will give you rest. I will seal you with my own Holy Spirit. And then he says, I will never leave you.
Amen.
You don't lose salvation.
That's right.
Amen, brother. That's right, preacher.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't lose it. Because it's not yours. It's a gift from God.
That's right. Yep.
But you've got to believe that he will.
Yeah, that's right, preacher. Come on.
Right.
You've got to believe that he will.
Help us, Lord.
Yep.
And let me say to you, just like I said to Evan, he's never lied to you.
That's right.
He never will.
Amen.
And if you come to him,
that's right,
for this gift of salvation, he'll give it to you. How do I know, preacher? Well, the cross.
Amen.
The cross.
Amen.
He paid for it on the cross.
That's right.
He paid for it on the old rugged cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's his to give.
That's right. Amen.
It's his to give. The cross. Everybody in here that's saved, say amen.
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 When you came to Jesus for this gift, if he said no, raise your hand. John chapter 6, verse 67, verse 37 says, him that cometh to me, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
That's right.
He's never lied. He cannot lie. It's his to give. He promises he will not cast you away. He says, come unto me.
That's right, preacher.
Amen.
And I'll give you what you're looking for.
Amen.
And you'll never,
hallelujah,
be the same.
Amen.
Is anybody sorry that they're saved? Is anybody sorry they're going to go to heaven? Is anybody wish they could give the gift back?
Help us.
Then what are you waiting for?
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
What are you waiting for?
Amen. Come on. That's right.
Let's bow our heads. Close our eyes. Bow our heads and close our eyes. Father. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for Jesus.